on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Senior officials from Ushaka Marine World say an investigation into an incident that left a water park visitor injured should be finalized today. On Sunday, Phoenix resident Junaid Singh was rushed to the hospital with a broken back and leg after sliding down a dry slide. His sister Roweda Nazir says employees at the water park in Durban had announced its closure due to weather conditions. Nazir says her brother had been on a slide and did not know.
Whilst he was halfway down, he said he felt himself dry on the slide. What happened was the Ushaka Marine World staff shut down the water supply while he was on the slide. So there was no flow of water. He couldn't control his pace. He came flying down the slide and hit his leg right at the edge because there was no water at the bottom as well to stop him.
She says her brother's pregnant wife and child were waiting at the bottom of the slide.
She was in a state of shock and she was traumatized on the scene because it was unexpected. He waited there. He was there without... Actually, the staff and the management of Ushaka never assisted at all.
Nazir says they are looking at their legal options at this stage, while Ushaka Marine World says the report will give them the information needed to understand what happened and to help them take any necessary actions. Please be advised that the following story may contain information about a rape case that may not be suitable for young or sensitive listeners. In Limpopo, Nursing Union Denosa says the Chunene Clinic outside Polokwane will close its doors at night. It's after two nurses were allegedly assaulted, abducted and raped in the early hours of this morning. It's understood that heavily armed men entered the clinic and overpowered security personnel before kidnapping the medical professionals. Denosa's Yabob Molepo says they have made a submission to the Limpopo Department of Health to close the clinic down until Monday.
We believe that the department must really strengthen the security in our facilities. And this incident really reversed all the progress that have been made.
And organization Friends of Earth says it's deeply disturbing to learn 2024 was the hottest year on record. Average temperatures were more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial times. That's the figure world leaders tried to limit longer-term global heating by in the 2015 Paris Agreement. Climate reporter Victoria Seabrook says last year's rise was likely temporary, but says it's quite concerning.
There was also an additional warming effect of the El Nino weather phenomenon that made it that bit warmer. But certainly experts are saying this is a foretaste of what's to come. The world is teetering on the edge of passing it permanently.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, senior officials from Ushaka Marine World say an investigation into an incident that left a water park visitor injured should be finalized today. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.